Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Okay, it appears as if our system, the clock, is right and working. So I will have breaks during the hour. In the first hour, I didn't. And we are working to get all of the digital zeros and ones working the way they should. And they are working. Now, daily Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, I stream live on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour is played on KHNC AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, at 6 p.m. Also, the program on KHNC radio are streamed live 24 hours a day, always. On Sunday, I am streamed on this channel or this website, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, on Sundays, also on 1360KHNC.com, and on Sundays, I am on the radio, 1360 AM radio, live, 10 to 1. 10 to 1. And so this is how you can daily listen to me for 2 hours on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, and then 1 hour again in the evening, 6 to 7, on 1360KHNC.com. I've been reading out of China Diplomacy, an article. They just finished the BRICS conference, and a gentleman by the name of Wang is stating what the purpose of BRICS is and should be, and the purpose is for multipolar world countries to work together to protect themselves from the being sanctioned by the United States. And I wonder if I should rehearse a little bit about what was discussed in the first hour. Basically, Christ in different ways stated that there will be two economic systems in the world in the decade before he comes, especially toward the end of that decade. And one system will be the Antichrist system of America and the unipolar world nations. The second system will be the multipolar world nations, and the system would be through the BRICS countries. It will be both of these systems will be digital. You can trade through, you know, digital currencies. In the West, there will come a time when you can't buy and sell without taking the mark of the beast. That will not be required in the multipolar world economic network. Just in the United States, out maybe 5 years plus. Now, Russia and China, February 4th, at the Beijing Olympics 2022, declared war on the United States of America. The way they declared war would be economic war, de-dollarizing, the abandonment of the petrodollar control system put in place by the Rockefellers in the mid-70s. The nations in the multipolar world group will quit using, cease their the use of the dollar. And it was a declaration of war. And because of that, now if you look at what's happening in Ukraine, you can see the retaliation. Immediately, the United States gathered the NATO nations and began operations with those nations to begin operations against Russia. Russia knew that, Vladimir Putin knew that Ukraine had to be a target. The United States CIA intelligence agencies, military, they had installed their puppet Zelensky. Russia knew that if they didn't move to try to remove these military advisors and the buildup of weapons in Ukraine, Russia knew that definitely the challenge to remove U.S. operations, NATO operations, would be more difficult if they waited any longer. Even by moving when they did, when Russia moved when it did, still, you can see how the United States has now really twisting the arms of the NATO countries, and not just NATO nations, but other countries in Europe that are not necessarily NATO, to begin to ante up personnel, military, war supplies for war, medicines, hospital needs, military, as well as bombs, bullets, and planes. This is because Russia and China are at war with the United States. And the best way is to collectively get a group of nations, a league of nations, that would agree not to use America's dollar. That is how you hurt the U.S.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me here on the Present Truth program. Again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and trying to present something that is important. I mean, I cover, I read the news, I watch the news, I try to cover as much as I can, but I think for the people of this country to realize that America has been, a war has been declared on America by Russia and China. This has not happened for ever. No one's ever really declared war on America. We declared war on the Japanese, the Germans, but in nations cannot declare war on the United States. Militarily, no. But Vladimir Putin, this individual is brilliant. He was put in by God in Russia to keep the New World Order, to stall their plan to take over the world. And with China, there came the point where China and the two nations together were able to economically wage war on the United States using the same techniques that we have used to control the nations since the time of World War II, after the end of World War II, and especially in the 70s with the petrodollar, the Trilateral Commission, and Russia and China knew, I guess Putin knew, that the only way to hurt this country is to destroy the dollar. And to keep the dollar from becoming and continuing to be the dominant currency internationally. And so the strategy was to, and I think the BRICS concept was, I think that concept was going back to the time Putin was with Boris Yeltsin in Russia in the mid-90s. From the time of the mid-70s, the way that the petrodollar was used to control the nations, and also to, we were able to watch the currencies of all the nations, where the money was going, and we could control economies, then Putin, watching how he really did study everything about the United States, the history of the U.S., the presidents, the family especially. He studied this one individual family, the Rockefeller family. And why would he do that? Because it was Boris Yeltsin in the 90s when Bill Clinton was president. Clinton and the government, the administration, and Wall Street, they were buying up Russian assets in Russia, and they had promised Yeltsin, Clinton had promised Yeltsin that we would never, we would do nothing to further NATO in the Eastern Europe, that Ukraine, we wouldn't expand a NATO toward Russia, which was a lie, because at the end of the Clinton administration, Clinton was doing just that. But in the meantime, Yeltsin was watching American money, European money, buy assets in Russia. Russia was being sold, was on the being auctioned off, everything. And Putin, he's a brilliant man. He's probably, I can't even describe how brilliant he is. When he, at Yeltsin, realized his realized what he had done in believing the Clintons, of all people. Hillary, I think, was trying to buy up all of the transit in Moscow. That's just getting your foot in the door. What else was she planning? Yeltsin realized his mistake. Yeltsin was an alcoholic. He had a change in heart. His conscience, I think, got to him. He was giving away and destroying the great Russian people. The last day of the last century, January 31st, he stepped down as president, appointed Vladimir Putin as president. Putin has won every election except for one. Medvedev, he did take one term. Putin is in for another 10 years. He'll be in until Christ comes, if he doesn't die. But Putin, the first thing he did, he took all of the criminals selling Russia to Western interests. And what did he do to them? He took all that they had, and I don't know what happened to them. They disappeared. And he started taking back Russian assets. And Russia was basically economically devastated. It was another attempt to destroy Russia. The Bolshevik Revolution, that's 100 years later, roughly, or 90, 85 years later, they're still trying to destroy Russia, the West. And Putin took that nation from poverty and weakness, just diplomatically, to what Russia is today, because Russia has a future destiny. Russia, with other nations, is going to move into the Middle East and attempt to take over the wealth of Israel and be the dominant player in the Middle East. That's in the future, not too far out, maybe a year. Within maybe over a year, by the end of next summer, Russia may be, as she is, she may be in the landfill of history. As a people, there will still be Russian people. But as a power, there will be no, Russia will no longer be a world dominant player. China and the United States will be the only two nations that'll be the dominant players in the near future. So Putin, he makes Russia great. He goes into Ukraine. 20 days later, after he and Xi make this partnership, and now China is assisting Putin in the war in Ukraine. The European nations are they're upset about it. Doesn't matter. China's going to continue to assist Russia. And they are doing a brilliant, I don't know if I would say brilliant. They are, these two nations, with the other nations that are now part of this network, the BRICS Plus, are destroying the world, the petrodollar. They've destroyed it. This is why America's there trying to destroy Russia. America realizes the family and the families that rule America, they realize they have lost their opportunity. They realize now, and they are very angry, they will never control the world. They will never own the world. There will not be world hegemony placed in their hands. It is ended. And what is going to happen, I guess I might just give you an insight. What's going to happen now, these people are vindictive. These families are vindictive. If we can't have it, we will destroy it. We will trade tit for tat. We will cut our nose off to spite our face. The plan already, I'll tell you ahead of time, the plan now, we are developing weapons. Space wars weapons. Reagan's Space Wars was a success, a great success. Don't listen to what this country tells you about it was a waste of money. No. That system was a success. We are developing weapons now. Not bullets, not bombs, not explosives. We are developing technology now that comes in from 2025. It is technology that we are going to use on all of these nations that have destroyed our hold. America is going to destroy these nations. This election, I realize that the change that is coming is going to shock American people, but it's going to shock the world. This country is going to change. The political world is as we have that has been in place for all these centuries is over. We're going to a new system. Dictatorship is not even the way, it isn't a way to even describe what's coming. It's going to be different. You know, the pharaohs, there were 27 provinces. There weren't states. We have 50 states. After this election, things are going to change. I think we're going to go leave the voting system, state, local, city, voting structure. We're going to a structure where everybody's going to be appointed. I really feel that. Where the country will be divided into, they've already shown plans of 10 separate provinces or regions, and everyone, there'll be 10 people that will be appointed to that region, to each of these regions, and then these regions will be broken into sections, and people appointed to those sections, and somebody appointed to rule each city. There'll be no elections. There'll be appointments. I believe this is what's coming. I've had to consider this. And I take the pattern of Egypt. It was easier for Pharaoh to rule over 27 provinces. And he appointed a high priest for each province. Now, what I'm going to tell you is shocking. And I'm going to go to a break in just a little bit. But what I'm going to tell you is shocking. This is, you're not going to like it. But the, boy, oh boy. I have talked about this on previous programs, on the podcasts. On the present truth,
have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work?
You'll have to go
sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad a 6 to 8 foot tall Colorado fruit tree, now only $119.99. Choose from apple, cherry, pear, or plum. 4 to 5 foot tall Colorado spruce trees, now only $299.99. Family owned and cared for since 1980, the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Okay, I'm back again, one more time, 11 to 1 daily. I'm streamed on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour will be aired on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. You can get that hour. If you're at a distance, 1360khnc.com. So, thought I'd let you know. Now, what I was going to say before the break was that we are going to, I believe, what this election system that we have in this country is going to end. I know this may sound a little out there, but we're going to see. Something's going to happen with this election. Donald Trump is not going to be allowed to be president again. Joe Biden will not be able to continue. He can barely get around now. Something's got to change. The rulers of this world that have ruled America from its beginning are now basically ready to take over and to rule this country the way they want to rule it, and there is nothing we can do about it. We are not going to be able, we won't have a say. With the change that is coming, Donald Trump is not going to win this election. There are too many safeguards in place, and I'm sorry, I know Donald Trump is in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He's the seventh king. He is in the Old Testament, in, I think it's Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 18, 16, I'll have to look it up. I've done so many programs on it, and I forgot it. But he is the day that Solomon, King Solomon, dedicated the temple at the end of, I think it's chapter 16, when he concluded his address to the Jewish people, the children of Israel. He told them that, he prophesied to them that when they once again returned as a nation and came into existence after exile and being basically dormant for about 2,000 years, 1,900 years, a stranger would come to visit them. A stranger, a dignitary, a ruler from a distant nation would come and visit them. And King Solomon said when he comes, he is going to honor our God. He will honor the God of Israel. He's coming to pay respect to the God, to our God. And he will come, and he will come and pray toward the temple in honor of Yahweh. He will pray to the temple. But he comes from a distant land. The distant land was the United States of America. The stranger's name was Donald J. Trump. He flew to Israel in May 2017. I think it was like around the 20th of May, the 18th of May. And he flew Air Force One from a distant land. He landed in Tel Aviv. He went to the temple Wailing Wall and prayed toward the temple. Solomon was praying in the temple. He was praying on the temple. He was praying right there near where the Holy of Holies was. Donald Trump had to pray toward the temple, fulfilling prophecy toward, not at, not on, but toward the temple from a distance. He fulfilled prophecy. He is the seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He's the seventh king, the noble king, the honorable king, the king with dignity, according to the Bible. He was Solomon's stranger who came, prayed toward the temple, and gave honor to the God of Israel. And Solomon even said, and Lord, when he comes, he's going to pray at the temple. Answer his prayer. And what did Donald Trump pray? He prayed for peace. Donald Trump is in the Bible. But the final individual that must rule over this country, his name is Barack Obama. He is the sixth king in the riddle, but he is also the eighth king He's the ruler. He'll have another rule of about 8 years. This is disturbing, but the thing is this. Christ said that nothing will be hidden. Everything will be revealed. He said that the seals had to be opened. He opened the seals. That his plan for mankind is in his word, and nothing will be hidden from the end time generation of people, especially in the last decade, because God is going to prove to the world that he exists, that the prophecies that he prophesied through his apostles through the last 4,000 years are true. They will come to pass. He is going to make his name great. Antichrist will come to declare himself to be God. But Christ said, I will reveal myself to mankind. I will reveal myself to the world through who I am, through the promises I've made to mankind, giving every man an opportunity to receive me as the Holy Spirit to live within them. And those that refuse to believe, I will have signs in the heavens. There will be solar eclipses, a solar eclipse when Donald Trump is president that comes across America from one direction, and then there will be another solar eclipse that will come and put an X across America, meaning it's time for judgment.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. And your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
With Donald Trump in the riddle of the king, the kings in Revelation, or that riddle of the seven kings in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. This has been many people for centuries 2,000 years have been, or 1,900 years have been trying to figure out what that riddle is. That riddle is the riddle of the last seven presidents of the United States of America. It is the final seven men who will rule over eight administrations. One of the seven will have 2 8-year times of power. Jimmy Carter is just about to leave this world, so you have to eliminate him. Reagan, Bush are not in this world any longer. Clinton does not want to return to power. Clinton has other things that he is happy doing, so he doesn't want to return to the presidency. Bush Jr. doesn't want the office again either. He's enjoying his life. They do what they do. The only one that is ambitious enough to want another 8-year term. Do I have to say who that is? There's only one of those seven. Donald Trump wants another 4-year term. He won't get it. The seventh king continues for a short space, and the eighth king comes. Well, the only person that has been in previously that is desiring the spot and competent because he's had the experience is Barack Obama. Christ wants the world to know that what he said in his prophecies cannot be changed. Though we don't understand maybe what the prophecies are, that's beside the point. He, God, Christ, said, these things will happen so that the world will know that I have declared the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things that have not yet happened. What I have spoken, it will come to pass. What I've thought, it will happen. We cannot stop Barack Obama from returning to power. He likes to laugh at Christians. The Christian people do not realize the deep hatred of this individual for Christ, Christian people, Jewish people, and mankind in general. You don't know the deep hatred. You think Fauci and Schwab, Soros, Hitler, these people had deep hatred? Definitely they did. They do. But this election, I'm out deep into the lake, out onto the lake. And will the ice and what I'm presenting, will it hold what I'm stating? Or am I in for a bad experience? Well, my interpretation is that this election is going to change everything in this country. This individual will come back. Can we stop him? No. Am I my objective to stop him? No. To change what the change history? No. Is to say, to tell the people as a minister what the Holy Spirit has helped me see in my understanding of Bible prophecy and my interpretation. Bible prophecy is accurate forecasting. It is accurate, perfect forecasting, unchangeable forecasting. My interpretation, now that is different. If I'm off, then very soon it'll be evident. But until then, I feel I need to present to those that I visit with and in my ministry as a man that God has asked to assist his people and to further his kingdom, I have to present what I see as accurately as I can and honestly as I can. That is what God has asked me to do. We have employers on earth that we are responsible to. We have to carry out our duties, do what we're required to do. But there are those that are asked by God, are led by God, trained by God to assist mankind and to further the plan of God with his people. And the Lord has put me in a position where I have the way to present what I see to an audience, and I have to be faithful to present what is important. This multipolar world nation, for the people in America that see what I'm saying, get out of America. Go to one of the multipolar world nations, because you're going to be able to buy and sell. But there's going to come a time in this country where you're not going to be able to buy and sell. It's just, when is that going to take place? I'm going to go to a break. I'll be back in just a few minutes. And then I will finish out the fourth day.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
for mankind is the Lord Jesus. He's the only hope. He's the only one the world can depend on. Christ said that if he doesn't come a second time, if he doesn't come to end these wars and the diseases and the plagues, the madness, if he doesn't come and judge the evildoers, no flesh will be saved. That is what he said. He must come to end the evil of mankind. Mankind, in the spirit of Cain, killing his brother Abel. This is the world Christ said we would be a part of in the final 10 years before he comes. As a pastor, minister, as in my calling, what God has asked me to do, to warn the people, to tell the people the truth, we're not going to change things. We can't stop these people. That's not my duty. My duty is not, I'm not asked to stop them, to try to imprison them. No. God will take care of that. Only the Lord can bring the justice that bring these people to justice. We, in the book of what is his name? Job chapter 9. Job said, there'll come a period when the whole world will be turned over into the hand of the wicked, and the judges will not judge rightly. Just one period in mankind's history, that is the years before Christ returns. In the half a century, in the last decades, and in the final decade especially, the world will be turned over into the hand of the wicked. The world is in now, is in, has been placed in the hands of the wicked, exactly like Job stated. We cannot do anything to change it. But God says, Christ said, he is going to reveal who he is to everybody, to everyone, so that you will know the truth. The truth will be presented to you. Once you have been presented with the truth, then you have free will to make your decision. There are going to be millions and millions who will receive the mark of the beast. They don't believe it's real. They don't believe there are any consequences, but they have been warned in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Whoever receives that mark, eternal fire. But there are those who will receive Jesus Christ and ask him, seek his help. They will receive eternal life. And then God has those who don't know who he is. They don't know, they don't believe in a devil. They don't believe in God. But those that do good to their fellow man.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station.
And they may.
In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us,
I'll be back.
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. No one knows what lies in store for us in the days ahead, but we must be prepared spiritually to face whatever comes our way. And part of that equipping involves putting on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And at GodsFeedingStation.org, we strive to ensure that everyone who comes and visits us will be as immersed as they possibly can be.